This is KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, 1270 AM, 99.7 AM. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's Caveman Corner sponsored by our good friends at Abby's Legendary Pizza. And that's where we're at tonight as we get our very first Caveman Corner underway here for the 2024 football season. Grants Pass Caveman on the gridiron next Friday night. And we'll talk more about that in a moment or two. But if you're looking for a great meal tonight, by all means, join us at Abby's Pizza. We're at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. You can get it on the Williams Highway also. But if you're looking for big savings tonight, Abby's Bacon and Cheddar is on sale. For are ready for this $26.99 special cheese. The special pizza has loads of Canadian bacon, country bacon, and real cheddar cheese. Okay, it'll feed a lot of people, including a lot of football players, as it is tonight. So, all right, take a deep breath. It's football season. Head coach Brad Pay. It's been football season for you for quite a while now, hasn't it, Brad? I mean, yeah. You've been kicking it off now for, well, all summer, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it feels like it's been going since January, honestly. We've been doing winter workouts and spring workouts and just went straight into summer, and we're ready to go.
All right, tell me about your summer.
Yeah, we had a really great summer. So we went away to camp. We went to George Fox University for the first time, and it was awesome. We got a ton of game-like reps versus other really good teams around Washington and Oregon. And we really bonded as a team. I thought we got, you know, a really good idea of kind of who we are, who our identity is. And we came away with it more prepared than we've ever been. And it took us into summer where we felt like we were ready for the season after that camp. So, but we did a big emphasis on lifting and getting bigger, faster, stronger, smarter this off season. And so it's been a really productive summer.
Really productive summer. I've also picked up a couple of other team building situation for the seniors going to, where was it, Shasta Lake?
Yeah, we did our first ever, well, at least with me, first senior trip. So, yeah, we went down to Redding, Shasta Lake area. We went to the water slides, went to the lake, and then we stayed in a house together, and we set some goals, some personal goals, some team goals, and really just opened up and connected with the players and the coaches. It was a really cool experience.
Cool experience, I have no doubt about that. What does that do for team bonding, to make it a brotherhood? Can you point to some factors?
Yeah, I think that's been a big point of emphasis for us, is just family and unity, being one unit, and kind of just getting to know each other, you know, on a deeper level. And just anytime you spend more time together, you just create more of a bond. And I thought it was cool to see the guys outside of practice and see, you know, get to know them a little bit better. And I think even the players, we have a huge senior class. We had 22 seniors on the trip, and so they were able to really bond with each other and kind of get to know each other better. And it was a good opportunity for some of us coaches to bond with them as well and kind of lead that way.
All right, you say bigger senior class. How many people do we have out? Is a program catching more kids?
Yeah, we are over 70 players for our varsity and JV team, and then our freshman has around 55 or 60 players, which is really solid numbers all around.
Okay, so the future looks bright ahead. Lots of people out there. Oh, you can bring that right over here, as a matter of fact. Here comes that bacon and bacon. Yes, just set that right there. Thank you very much. All right, now they have just brought out that pizza that we just described to you. It's got lots of cheese on it. It's the bacon and cheddar, and that bacon, Canadian bacon, American bacon. Just if you like bacon, all you have to do is say bacon. Is that right, Coach?
It looks like it.
It's delicious. All right. If you want to get some of your guys over here to take advantage of this, they can come over here. We've got some plates here, courtesy of our good friends at Abby's Pizza, who've been bringing you to the Caveman Corner for years and years and years. All right, Coach, we were talking about... you've got more players out this year, and we certainly appreciate the crowd tonight. In terms of quality of play, this is your third year coming in, and I know it takes a new program a little while to really be established. How are you feeling about your program right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. Complete transparency, I think we haven't looked this good ever since I've been here. I'm really proud of our group right now, and I don't feel like I'm getting ahead of myself when I say that we're really prepared, and we have a lot of talent from top to bottom. We have more depth. Like I said, we have a big senior class. Our junior class is a little smaller, but we have a ton of talent there. And then our sophomore class has been really impressive, and we have some guys that are going to contribute right away on on Friday night. And so I'm really excited about that. I think, like I said, the preparation, everything we've done this off season has had very real purpose, and the players understand the why behind it, and I think they've really bought in. They understand, you know, kind of a sour taste in their mouth. We had a down year. We're a young team. Now we got most of our team back who has a ton of varsity experience, and so we'll see when we get on the field, but I feel more calm and confident with this group than I felt with any group we've had.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing this group here. Now, let's talk about this group a little more specifically. Talk to me about size.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Well,
do I want to pull that question back?
Depends, you know, how you compare, you know, where you compare us. But I think that we are definitely getting bigger. We have guys who've put on some serious muscle. Our D-line is probably our most impressive unit right now, in my opinion, out of all of our position groups, maybe that and our running backs. But some of these younger guys, we have some really big linemen coming through as sophomores. And looking, you know, at our offense and defensive line, we're starting to see, okay, we got some big boys now, some guys that are true linemen. And that's encouraging because we're starting to look like a team, you know, where we can, you know, compete at least size-wise and physically with some of the other teams we match up with. We're still going to rely on our speed and our athleticism with this group that we have, but we can still hold our own with the bigger teams.
Right. Well, we talked about bigger, stronger, faster. We've talked about the bigger part. Now, tell me about this, the bigger, faster part.
Yeah, I think we got a lot more speed this year. I think in our, Coach Martinez has talked about that, you know, him being heavily involved with.
There come the spuds, too. Oh, thank you, Ivy's Pizza.
Guys, if you're hungry, we have a little food over here.
If you want some food. Connor doesn't eat anything but whatever's in that bowl right there.
Okay.
Oh, beef today. He's splurging.
With that physique, he can do whatever he wants.
There's a reason why he doesn't come off the field. He takes care of his body.
We're talking about I'm assuming one of the captains this year, is it what I've learned?
Yeah. Connor Johnston.
Connor Johnston. We'll get them after the top of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen. So taking advantage of the Abby's Spuds and the Abby's Pizza here, and it is some good stuff coming out here, folks. So we're talking about the speed. And you said overall speed pretty good, better than average?
Definitely. I think with what we've put on the field, I think that our receivers are very athletic, very quick. I think our running backs are some of the most athletic I've ever seen in a team at this level, and we have a lot of speed and quickness. I think our defense is going to fly around really well, and we're going to be able to force some turnovers and be sound in coverage. And so, yeah, I think we definitely hold up to the best of them with our speed and athleticism.
We got to see part of that in just your blue and white scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. However, I didn't see any breakaway speed at that point. Do we have that person or the one or two backs who can really, if they get in the open field, nobody's going to catch them?
100%. I think our two running backs right now, Westenberg and Trayton Powers, are gonna put up some big plays. They're gonna be, you know, doing some explosive plays, and you're gonna see that when they get an open field, or even when the hole's not there, they're gonna be able to do some pretty good things with that. So yeah, I'd be looking at our running backs, but I think we have some receivers that can blow the top off the coverage too, and so we have a lot of more athleticism and depth all around.
Okay, all right. We've got football players here chowing down on some Abby's Pizza here, folks. And if you want to, don't forget that big full-size Abby's Pizza, the bacon cheddar on special tonight, $26.99 at either Abby's Pizza. If you want to join us here at the Beacon Drive, we'd certainly like to have you. Now, we just touched on it just real briefly. You said the word defense. Defenses usually come together before offenses do. Tell me about your defense. Are we going to see anything different this year?
Yeah, we are. We have a new defensive coordinator, Robbie Zina. Coach Wakefield gave us two really great years, and he's still coaching girls basketball but going into some schooling for some admin route with his career, and so he'll be, you know, still involved with athletics. But Robbie Zina, so we're gonna be changing up. We're gonna be running a 4-2-5 defense this year, a lot of split coverages, and mixing it up with multiple coverages, man and zone, and then when we need to bring some pressure, we'll bring some pressure. But the thing I love about our defense this year is I think that it's going to force some turnovers. We're going to be able to kind of bend, don't break a lot of times and force some offenses to make some mistakes, and we'll be able to turn the ball over. And like I said before, our defensive line, I'm really excited about how they're going to get after the quarterback.
I hear bend, don't break a lot year after year after year. Great, great philosophy. Uh-huh. What really caught my attention is we're going to force some turnovers. We're going to go up and come after the quarterback. Are we going to have that level of aggression?
Yeah, I think our four D linemen, we have some really good athletes, and we have some depth there where we can rotate some guys in. But I think that they're going to be explosive, and we're going to be sound in stopping the run. But our coverages are going to put us in a great place to be able to read the ball, and our defensive line is going to get after the quarterback, and I think it's going to force some interceptions.
Okay, so we've got your defensive backs out there and your D line here. It sounds good right now. Who's going to be? Do you have a quarterback for your defense out there? Who's going to be breaking the signals behind the line?
That's a great
question. Do you control that from the sidelines?
We're one of the wing teams.
Yeah. You say quarterback of the
defense. Who was that masked man?
He heard the word quarterback. Quarterback's coach. That's a great question. I think that, our defense coordinator will be calling, signaling from the sideline. And, a lot of what we're running is based off what the offense is showing and what we're game planning for. And so by the time Friday comes, we're already kind of doing what we're doing. And so we have some really good leadership, some good senior leadership out there. I think that Ashton Park is one of the returners as a linebacker. Westenberg will be getting some reps in the on both sides of the ball. He played a bit last year. But, yeah, our DBs I'm excited about. I think they're going to be pretty sound with that. And then I think our D-line is going to lead it with their aggression. But we don't have like a necessarily one guy that's kind of calling it or whatever. We just call that from the sideline.
All right, now tell me about offense. You have to score to win the game.
Yeah. I'm very optimistic, very excited about the explosiveness of our offense this year. We kind of revamped some things this offseason. We spent a lot of time, Coach Martinez and I spent a lot of time between work and everything in the offseason just revamping things, and some of our other offensive coaches, Coach Cox, and we've really kind of found our identity early and made it very easy for our quarterbacks and our offensive skill positions and linemen to know what they're supposed to do. And so I think that you'll see by far the most explosive offense we've had since I've been here.
Well, you said your offense has come together already early, so we'll look for some scoring here. You also said one other thing here that caught my ear was when you said quarterback, you didn't say quarterback, you said quarterbacks.
I did.
As plural, Ed. We know you've got a couple of good ones down there.
We have three very capable sophomore quarterbacks, and I emphasize sophomore because they are way ahead of the curve as far as sophomores go, but they also are all competing right now. Jordan Rosetta, Parker Howe have been competing all offseason. We had a transfer, Cameron Holland, come in, who's played quarterback at Oregon City last year. So we have some, they provide different skill sets, and we're going to let them kind of show us, what they have. I think that Cameron Holland is going to get a lot of reps on different positions because he's such a great athlete. But you might see him get some reps at quarterback too. But Jordan Rosetta and Parker Howe are going to be splitting some reps this first game. And if that changes, we'll see after this week. And it's not us being indecisive. It's us knowing that, hey, we got a big, strong, tall quarterback with a strong arm who can do some things that we haven't been able to do against the North Medford defense. We also have Parker Howe who can be a little bit more mobile and provide a different threat when we go out there. And so we're really excited to see what they can do. They have a lot on their shoulders as being young kids here in a varsity program, but I think they kind of relish the opportunity.
I know plans can change once that first down, once that first whistle blows, but what do you have a plan going in? Is one going to handle one series and then another series? You're looking over at your offensive coach here. You can step right
this
in.
This is our quarterback's coach happens to be right here, so we talk about this a lot.
I'm just not really big on giving away our game plan for North Medford, you know what I mean?
Okay, if you're from North Medford, turn your radios off.
There you go, yeah. I heard they had spies here at Abby's Pizza. So.
All right, do you have a feel about which one's going to start? Is Jordan going to start? Jordan will be the first one out, or Parker?
Yeah, we'll make that decision on Friday.
Okay, all right. Not going to give me anything, all right.
No, they're still competing. I'll tell you something that I'm proud of, and Coach hit on it earlier. The team has really come together. And so what they do every day, what they do for each other, it's definitely a player-led team. And that's something that Coach Brad has tried to instill. He wants to see them lead each other and keep each other accountable. And we knew something was special in December when we got together for winter workouts, and we're excited to show it in the, under the lights on Friday night.
So the rivalry is intense but friendly is what I'm hearing.
A lot of intense. Heck yeah. Let's go.
All right. Well, we've seen both of these young men play, and we're excited about the whole situation. Offensive scheme generally, what are we looking at here? You said, Coach Page, you said explosive yeah. as we have ever been.
Absolutely.
Is it going to be 50-50 run to pass, or once again, do we have to have those North Medford people turn the radios off?
Well, we always want to stay as balanced as we can. We don't want to become one-dimensional. But, I think a lot of our strength is opening the field up. And, we've built in answers for pretty much anything that a defense can throw at us. And so a lot of what we're going to do is teams came after us last year. We had a young quarterback, we had a young team, and they blitzed us. And that's been the biggest point of emphasis, is teams aren't just going to be able to come out and blitz us and force us to overreact. We actually hope they do, because we have about 100 answers for that. And so I think that, you'll see a lot of different things. We have, we've implemented more run-pass option in our offense, more screens, but we also want to blow the top off the coverage, and we have a lot of different things we can do in the passing game. And then our run game, we've kind of condensed some of it to be a little bit more focused on a few concepts. But I think, again, our running back position group is one of our best position groups on the field. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them put up big numbers, both rushing the ball and receiving the ball.
You've really struggled in terms of putting up wins in the past two seasons, but you've been playing a pretty tough schedule, as a matter of fact, both years. This year, are you a secret weapon this year?
Well, last year we struggled, but the year before we won six games. And we were in the top 14. Right. So I just want to make sure we clarify that. But yeah, last year we definitely struggled. So, but we were a young team. The year before that, we were playing with the best of the best, and we could hold our own pretty well for, a pretty small team. But yeah, as far as, I think that in our conference especially, there's been a ton of turnover as far as seniors go. There's been a lot of coaches turnover. Head coaches have gone to different places or retired. And we actually have probably the most depth coming back of varsity experienced players. And so I would say we're probably one of Oregon's best-kept secrets right now.
All right. Well, we won't tell anyone. No, we'll be very quiet about that. In the meantime, though, where does the strength lie, in your opinion, in this special district conference that you play in?
Our strength compared to the other teams in the conference?
Right. Who's the power? Who do you have to beat?
It's a good question. I mean,
or does it start on Friday night?
Yeah, well, it absolutely starts on Friday night. I think that's, coming out week one with a rivalry like this, we don't normally get this kind of opportunity. Normally we're playing out of conference, maybe traveling far, but playing a rival right off the bat, that says a lot. So, but I think in our conference, South Salem's got a lot of talent coming back. I think they're, they have a different kind of approach. They air it out. They rely on some really great athletes. So I would say they're the one, that I would worry about. Sheldon still has always been a great program. I don't think you can ever count them out, even if they've lost some talent and had some coaching changes. So I would say they're the two, top two that I would worry about. I would actually say Sprague, who we haven't played before. Sprague is looking pretty good, too. I've been watching them the past couple seasons, and they're off to a big start. They had a good...
They've already had one game, right?
Yeah, and they already put up some big numbers early. So I think Sprague, South Salem, and I wouldn't count Sheldon out either. I think they would be some of the top ones, but I would also say Grants Pass is right up there, too.
So you're right in the midst. You're right in the middle of that mix.
Yeah. And we got to play the games first, and I know that, we'll see when we get on the field, but I have a ton of confidence and optimism in our group right now.
Now, you mentioned rivalry. The North Medford Grants Pass, the Black Tornado Grants Pass Caveman rivalry, I think it's one of the oldest in the state. We've traced it back to about at 1910, and I suspect there may have been a couple of games before that, but I haven't been able to verify that yet. Yeah. Does that rivalry weigh heavy on your shoulders, or how do you view something like that?
Yeah,
can you use that as a motivational tool?
Yeah, I think the thing that's nice about it is the players grew up playing against these kids, in middle school and all growing up, and so they're used to that. There's some natural built-in competition, and it doesn't take a lot to get them excited about this kind of game. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to. we want to go and compete with everyone. We want to be the best. And so having someone just down the road from us that, you know, has a little added incentive.
What do you know about North Medford right now? Returning quarterback?
Yeah, returning quarterback. I know that, in my opinion, they relied heavily on the strength of their line last year, and they lost some major dudes. And so we'll see about that. You know, and when you have FBS, D1, D-linemen coming after your quarterback every single play, it makes it really tough. On the flip side, they also were those same guys that were protecting that quarterback on their end. So I think their line, from what I've seen, and they're a little bit young, and so I think that might be an area where we can have some advantage. And I'll be interested to see, you know, their skill positions. They have some good – they always have a good running back. They have a good safety. You know, they seem to have those guys. But, yeah, I think that they're a lot younger and have lost some talent.
In your mind right now, can you control the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively?
I think so, absolutely. I think especially on defense we're going to come after it, and I think on our offensive line has really come together as a unit, and I think that we're going to be able to control the ball really well and do what we want to do.
What kind of attack do you expect from South Medford or from North Medford?
I think, you know, what we've seen, they like to bring pressure. They like to play a lot of man coverage, and they're going to blitz, and they're going to stunt. They're going to do different things to try to confuse our linemen and get after our quarterback. That seems to be what they rely heavily on. And so, you know, we kind of anticipate that. And we also anticipate when that isn't working that they might overreact and do something different. So we kind of have built-in things for any kind of adjustments that might happen with that. But that's what we expect, and that's what we've seen a lot of.
Something that you dealt with just a little bit, talking about North Medford, and I've neglected to bring up about your squad right now. And although we've been talking about you've got more players out than you have before and great talent top to bottom, how deep is that talent, right? How deep can you go? How many players do you have going both ways?
We have more depth than we've had ever since I've been here. And we have, like I said before, we have some sophomores that are going to be playing Friday right away. And we have some other sophomores that are fighting for spots already. And then you add that to our big senior class and a talented junior class. We have a lot of depth. And it's not just in certain positions. I think that all around we have a lot of depth, you know, and so and if not, you know, we're able to move some pieces around. We have a good athletic team.
Now, with a good athletic team and what you've been through so far, of course injuries always top of the mind awareness. How do you prevent those? Obviously through conditioning and teaching the proper technique.
Yeah.
What kind of emphasis has that gone into this year?
That's been a big emphasis. We've become such a better tackling team. We've focused on that this whole off season, and you kind of expose them in some tackling circuits and drills, and you start to see, okay, here's where we're doing some things wrong. You're isolating the issues, and I think collectively the players have gotten much better and much more sound. Same thing on offense and special teams when it comes to blocking and other things like that. There's some areas where we weren't focusing before, and we've really made it a point of emphasis. And so fundamentals have been huge. Not only does that make us a better football team, but it makes us safer, which, you know, is what we want. We want to protect these kids, and then it helps with, like you talked about, with injuries and our depth.
All right. You mentioned special teams, and that's one thing we haven't talked about yet. Tell me about special teams. Tell me about kicking.
Yeah, so we're excited. We have a former head coach, James Powers, is going to be our special teams coordinator. He's also coaching our nickels on defense, and he's a huge asset already. And so we have Parker Roberts coming back, who's been a kicker and a punter for us. And, you know, we're toying around some other guys, too, and that. But, yeah, I think, you know, we want special teams to be a weapon. We want to be sound with that, and we want it to be able to force some big plays and score some touchdowns, you know, at least have that opportunity to have a big play every week.
We did see a field goal attempt at the north at the blue and white scrimmage. Pretty impressive. Had enough leg to about 37, a little longer than that.
Maybe, yes. I can't remember exactly. Yeah.
Do we know what his range is, or is that his top secret too?
That might be a little secret right now. We practice that every single practice. We practice PAT field goal and we back it up as far as we can go, but we're not a team that's going to try to settle for field goals. If we have to, we're going to, you know, rely on that, but we're not going to settle for 3 points. We want to go and score touchdowns.
Our punting can be a big weapon. Yeah. If you can bury that other team deep, is he going to handle the punting chores too?
Yeah, you know, and we've done in the past too, where we've thrown some other guys in there too, so we have some other options with punting. But I would say the same thing: we don't want to settle for punts either, and we want to go and get after it. And if we have a chance to go for it, we're going to go for it and be aggressive.
The OSAA has changed some things this year in terms of the playoffs. Can you outline that for the folks exactly what we're talking about? Not as many teams are going to get to the playoff situation this year.
Right. Yeah, so the top in the past, it was the top 16 made into the state championship playoffs, which is what we were in 2 years ago. And then the bottom 16 of the top 32 were playing what they called the Columbia Cup. So they've kind of changed that now where they're taking the top 12 teams will play for the state championship, and then the 16 below them, so what is that, 13 through 28, those guys will play in another kind of Columbia. They're calling it the championship bracket or whatever, which is kind of misleading. But yeah, so there will be 28 teams that can make the playoffs instead of 32 now, and then to get in the big boy bracket, you got to get into the top 12.
All right. Do you challenge your team with goals? What kind of goals have you put up?
Yeah.
Big blackboard with a trophy on it?
We're always aiming for a state championship. We want to put another caveman statue on the north side of the Mellingham, and we want to, you know, change history forever. That's always our goal. But the big thing is, hey, let's take care of what we can control, and that's winning our conference. Let's win this conference. That's something that we're very capable. On our senior trip, we went through each opponent. We talked about that. We talked about when we play them, the changes that they've had, how we match up against them, and the players started to see, oh my gosh, we can seriously win this conference. And I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for this group right now. But yeah, we want to get in that top bracket. We want to go. The big things they talked about as seniors is they want to make a deep playoff run. They want to go deep in the playoffs. We don't want a first round exit. We want to compete at the highest level. We want to win our conference, and we want to go be playing deep into November.
Deep into November. Well, we'll be right there with you, looking for that deep play into November. Now, you said you've already gone through with your team each opponent that you're going to face. Yeah. That sounds a little premature from what things that I've seen in the past.
You know, but it's not that we're necessarily breaking down their film or going through everything, but we're, you know, let's look at an overview of each opponent. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? How do we match up against them? Some teams we've matched up better than others. Some teams they've had our number. Okay, well, let's talk about that, how we're going to tweak some things. And that's kind of what we did, just kind of an overview of everyone. And, you know, we didn't spend, days and days on each opponent, but we will as we get through week to week. But it's just so we can kind of overview the season as we set our goals and to be realistic and be able to see, you know, our potential.
Now, to do that, you've had to do a lot of homework, and I see why you started last January in order to get ready for it. How many hours does it take? Do you sit down with your coaching staff and go through this prior to the situation like that so you can outline it to your team?
Yeah, well, I think the thing I love about our staff right now is we're really unified. There's zero drama. These guys just want to be there for these kids, and they do it because they love coaching football. And so we got a great staff. We're kind of on the same page. If we're not meeting, we're texting every day. We're calling every day. We have technology to our advantage. We have Huddle that has tons of film, and we have our playbooks. We have, you know, the cloud where we can share stuff. So we're constantly doing it, and we're obsessed with football as our coaching staff, and so we're constantly talking about it. And then you take, you know, something that's complex and a ton of information, how do we get it to where our players can execute and understand it when they're just kids and they have school and a bunch of other sports and other activities they're doing.
All right. Well, you want to run down the coach's staff, give him a little kudo right now?
Yep. I mentioned Robbie Zine is our new varsity defensive coordinator. We coach our linebackers, too. James Powers, I mentioned, he'll be coaching our nickels and our special teams coordinator. Chris Martinez was here. He's our quarterbacks coach, and I've actually promoted him to like an assistant head coach, where he's helping me with a lot of the leadership duties and some of the other stuff that goes into running the program. Jameson Davis is coaching our D-line, helping our running backs. Wes Cox is coaching our O-line and our D-tackles. And then Riley Verich coaching our safeties. Javen Applin coaching our corners. And Dave Poland's coaching our running backs as well, and also running some operations. We have Jason Lavelle doing our kickers and punters. And then Luke Herzog we hired from California. He moved his family up here. He's teaching at the high school. He's our JV head coach and our wide receivers coach. And then Ethan Straw is our JV defensive coordinator and our JV line coach.
All right. Well, Coach, one thing I've been meaning to point out to you and pass along a kudo, because I've been pulling a lot of information off your Facebook page. I don't know who's running your Facebook page. Kudos. Great job this year.
That would be my wife and I. So.
Oh, yeah? Well, nice job, because there's a lot of information going out there right now. And I know we brought in some your captains here tonight, and we'll be talking to them after the top of the hour. And they've got three captains that will go for the whole season, and then you appoint a captain each week. How's that working out?
It's really great so far. You know, we kind of changed it up a little bit, and we had a lot of seniors get votes, and but we had three in particular that definitely received the most, and us coaches agreed that, you know, we liked them as captains, and they got our vote too. But this first one, Ashton King, is here, and he's really impressed us over the offseason and kind of helping lead the line, the offensive line. And so we thought it'd be pretty good incentive for these guys to have an opportunity to earn captain throughout the whole season. So it's not just a one and done. And we need player leadership. You know, any coach will tell you the best years in their program are when the players are bought in to what the coach is saying and they're helping lead the program.
All right. What have you done to ensure they buy in?
You know,
do you read them? Do you change anything compared to what they really want or think?
You know, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing is we've opened it up to where we wanted to hear what the players have to say. We want to hear what they're feeling, and we want them to know that we love and care about them. And I think when they know and feel that, that's when we can have a special bond. And I've been really impressed with them opening up and sharing some personal things and some things that we can change, but also some things that they want. And it's been a two-way street where, okay, we'll be receptive, and then when it comes down to us, you need to, you know, buy into what us coaches are saying. And they've been great at that. And I think that we've become much more disciplined. We've cut out a lot of, you know, things that may have caused distractions in the past, and I think that overall these guys just want to play ball, and I'm really impressed by that. That's one of the things that gets me most excited.
All right, well, we're all excited, Coach. I want everybody to know you're listening to the Caveman Corner here live from Dabby's Pizza on Beacon Drive. This is KHAO Grants Pass. We'll be back after news from SRN. Welcome back to the Caveman Quarter, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live and direct from Abby's Pizza, the Beacon Drive outlet. There's also one on the Williams Highway, and both of them have this bacon and cheddar pizza here on sale, $26.99 tonight. Just pull and tell them you heard it on KAJO Radio, the Caveman Corner. I've got lots of cavemen surrounding me here. Just a couple of quick announcements. Immediately following tonight's program at 7:30, we'll be picking up the Ducks pregame show. That's coming up tonight for an hour immediately following the Caveman Corner. We'll have Caveman football on the air this coming Friday night. Pregame starts about 6:30 for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And then on Saturday afternoon, about, 5 o'clock, will be the pregame for the Ducks and Boise State game. So a lot of football, a lot of sports coming up right here on KAJO Radio now. I've got the Grants Pass Caveman captains here. The pizza is disappearing. And I want each of you just to introduce yourselves just so I know who we're going. And Connor, we'll start with you.
Connor Johnston.
And?
Wyatt Peterson.
Tim Hart.
Ashton King.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the captaincy. How many have been here before? Everybody? Yeah. Almost everybody. We'll get to. All right. Connor, first question for you, and then we'll go right down the line here. Because I know you've been here before. In fact, this is at least your third time, isn't it?
Something like that.
Something like that. What's different about the team this year than in past years? Is there something different this year?
There's a different type of energy this year. You can just feel it at our practices, at our film meetings, anything we do as a team, all the bonding. You can just feel it kind of like a special sort of energy. And it's just unity between all the seniors and all the younger classmen. You can just kind of feel the more bond and family-type vibe that you really haven't felt in the past few years. It's been really cool to feel.
All right. Where'd that come from?
This offseason, we've been a lot of work, especially going back to January. We've been working, doing a lot of workouts, speed drills, going out on weekends, and it's just really starting to build up. We've all just become brotherhood, and it's just been really cool.
All right. So the coaches haven't been the only ones working since January.
Not the only ones.
Okay. All right. Wyatt, lean into that microphone. Same question for you. What's different about this team?
This team is just a really big family. Like, when someone's down on the ground, and someone's always helping them up, and I don't know, just certain, like what Connor was saying, just energy that we haven't felt in the years past. And I don't know, we don't really treat underclassmen like underclassmen. Everyone's just a family, brotherhood, teammate.
Ah, okay. All right. Why is it that way this year? Why is it a little different? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's just been really in the gym, on the field. I just remember getting texts like every week, like, hey, want to go run routes? Hey, let's go hit the gym. Like, everyone's just been really bought in this season since about last January. We've just wanted to make our senior season the best one yet, so everyone's just been really bought in.
All right, okay. Okay, was it Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, lean in. All right. What is different about the team this year?
I think we've had a lot of great individual players over the last couple of years, and we kind of made the switch from playing as individuals who want 10 touchdowns a game to playing as a team who wants 15 touchdowns a game. We're willing to block for anyone the second they cross the line of scrimmage. We're willing to jump on piles, get our brothers up, and just, like, collectively win.
Okay, so you don't want 10 touchdowns a game. You want 8 or 10?
If the scheme allows for it, I wouldn't complain with 10.
I put you on the spot. I threw you under the bus, but it was fun, wasn't it? Okay, all right. Is there a reason why this team is a little bit different this year?
I just think... Specifically, me.
The coach just stole all the spuds. Did you see that? Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
I think specifically we have Wyatt, Connor, and I have been going together to school together since kindergarten year, and we've been going to Caveman games since before kindergarten. Like, we've been just living, breathing blue.
You guys bleed blue, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
And we finally get our chance to play on Friday night as the big dogs, the seniors, and I think we're just going to take it and go with it and just see as far as it'll take us.
Everybody's excited about it this year. All right. Ashton, I was going to say you're new to this crowd. Obviously, you're not new, but you're just new to this table here. Welcome, Ashton. Tell me, you've been around for a while. What makes this team a little bit different than what you've seen before?
I think the work ethic's there this year. Everybody wants to put a little work in. And there's, like, the family, too, we're always, if we're not, like, on the field together and the coaches, we're always together, always hanging out, always doing something together. And, yeah. Huh.
All right. Do you have a reason for it? Is there something that you can point to, one thing?
Well, like I was saying, the family. Like, everybody wants to be together and wants to work together and wants to get that win, you know.
All right, well, we all do. And yeah. Actually, your family extends beyond the guys wearing blue, but yeah, I know that there's a special brotherhood there. So
yeah.
Certainly kudos down. Tell me about Ashton. What position do you play, Ashton?
I play left tackle.
All right. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Offense, okay. Why do you like to play left tackle? What do you like about the game?
Well, I love playing the game because I love the win, obviously, and I love the family around it. But just the O-line together, I just love playing O-line. I was brand new to O-line in high school, and I just fell in love as soon as I started playing O-line.
Okay, why? What do you like about it? There's a little contact, I know.
Yeah. Blocking people, being aggressive up the front right. line, leading the running back to where they need to go.
Okay, so you can open up a hole or two, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask, what do you weigh?
I weigh 280.
280, okay. Yeah. It's a deceptive 280.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Now, when you're not playing football, what do you do?
I love to hang out with friends. I love to work out, get in the gym, put work in, you know.
All right. So you're just working to keep that 285 strong.
Yeah, yes,
all right.
Yes, yes.
Now, there's got to be some fun in there, and I know that's part of the brotherhood, but is there something away from football that you like?
Hang out with my family at home, not just the team. You know, love to go on family trips and stuff.
All right. Yeah. Tell me about school. What are you studying? Any long-term ambitions?
I'm still figuring some things out right now for long term.
Hey, listen, we have nothing etched in stone here. Everything can change in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
All right, Ashton, congratulations.
Thank you.
You obviously have a work ethic, or you wouldn't have been that first optional captaincy.
Yeah.
So congratulations
there.
All right, let's come back down the road now and pick up Tim. Tim, some of the same questions here. When you're not playing football with your friends, what are you doing to have fun? What do you do to get away from football?
A lot of lifting, tons of time in the gym. And then if I'm not in the gym, I'll go fishing or skateboarding from time to time.
Oh, okay. Where do you fish?
I like to fish the Rogue.
Okay. I'm just looking for a hand here. Where can I go to catch a fish? What's running right now? Anything?
So there's Spalding Pond up on Onion Mountain.
Oh, yeah?
I've never once been skunked there.
Oh, okay. What do you use for bait?
Worms. Ultimate.
Okay. All right. So you got drowned worms. Okay. Long-term goals? Any right now that you care to share with us?
I'm gonna play next level ball somewhere. I'm still undecided, but I'm just gonna see where football takes me. And then once football's out of the picture, I'd love to be in medical. I'd love to just help people.
Medical. All right. Just general medical. What are we? Are we talking trainer? What are we talking? We're talking nurse. Are we talking doctor? You tell me.
I can't imagine being in the medical field not around athletics, so maybe a trainer, a team doctor, anything.
All right. Well, keep us informed. Keep us in that loop. All right.
All right, Wyatt. When you're not playing football, when you're not lifting, when you're not at the gym with your teammates, and it looks like everybody does this, What do you like to do? Is there a way that you relax away from everything?
Yeah, I really love rafting, and I really love going camping just at nearby parks like Indian Mary and Alameda. That's a really fun one, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know Alameda Park.
Yeah.
When you say rafting, what kind of raft are we talking about here?
There's like river rafting going from Hogs to Argo, like just a day trip once in a while.
Just a day trip. Now, what are we talking? A canoe? Are we talking double pontoons? What are we?
No, usually I'll be in a canoe sometimes. My parents, they'll be in just the raft.
Tahiti's? Or...
Yeah.
So you make it a family situation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Long-term plans?
I do want to play next level ball, but when football is out of the picture, I really want to be a police officer.
Why?
I don't know. I just really like the aspect of being able to help people, and also just like I just want to have like an active job. I don't want to sit at a desk that much. You know what I mean? I like to be active, and I don't know, I just want to make like a change in the community.
Law enforcement. All right. What kind of studies are you going to try to follow to pursue that endeavor?
I'm going to get my bachelor degree in criminology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say police officer, that's law enforcement.
Yes.
When we're talking law enforcement, are we talking a cruiser driving, a patrol car around, or would it go higher than that? Would it go FBI?
I want to be
Marshal Service.
Yeah, I want to be a U.S. Marshal. So
really?
Yeah. So I have to become a police officer for about 2 years, and then I can start applying to be a U.S. Marshal.
Why? Why U.S. Marshal? I just stumbled across that. Is that really, really your goal?
Yeah. You're able to serve like high risk warrants, and it's basically a police officer, but just more exciting, and are able to make a bigger impact.
All right. Well, good luck, and I'm minding my P's and Q's when you're around. All right, no doubt. All right, Connor Johnstone. Now, let's see. First time I asked this question, you wanted to be a real doctor. I think you probably heard that from your dad, right?
A couple times, yeah.
I bet you have. All right, what's changed here? Well, where are you right now as a senior in high school? What are those goals?
Goals in the future for careers?
Sure.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah, sticking the same. I want to become an orthopedic surgeon.
Really?
I was fascinated by the human body, musculoskeletal system, and all that. So that's my goal, to hopefully college ball. That's where the plan takes me. And so I'm really excited for it.
All right. Anybody reaching out to you yet?
I had a lot of talk with smaller schools, a lot of like D2s, D3s, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But did a lot of successful camps over the summer and got some good communication for the season going, so it should be awesome.
Is there one that you'd like that you really set your heart on?
Man, it's really up for grabs. Education is a huge aspect for me, so I want to go somewhere where I won't have to sacrifice that to play football. So that's always been important.
Certainly you seem to be grounded there. To do what you need to do, what are we talking, 6 years, 8 years in order to achieve that goal of being that surgeon?
More like 12 to 14 is more the range for that, but it's all worth it, I believe, in the end. So,
all right. Well, I hope I'm around if I ever need you.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, when you're not lifting weights, it looks like you're in the gym a lot.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Just kidding.
Okay. Is there something that you do to relax, to get away from football or get away from school?
Pretty boring. You know? I just like to hang out at home, play video games with my brothers, and hang out with my family and my dogs, and that's pretty much it.
What kind of dogs?
We have two dogs. We have a Chihuahua Corgi mix and then a Pomchi or a German Spitz. We're not really sure what type he is. He's just a little Heinz dog.
Yeah, just a small...
Yeah, just little dogs, little cute dogs.
Okay, all right. What do you think about the potential for this football team that you're on right now?
I'm really excited. I think that it's just a lot of bubbling up in this offseason, so I think we have a really big chance to just make something special, make a cool senior year.
All right. Wave your magic wand. What would you like to see happen here?
I definitely want a winning season. That's first and foremost basic goal. I want to be at least probably 6 wins. 7 wins would be awesome, too. And I just want to
make that top-tier playoff.
Yeah, we're hoping for a gold bracket, which would be awesome. And like Coach Page was saying, on a long playoff run, would be the biggest goal for us. We can play football as long as we can, get everything out of this season if we can.
All right. Well,
Best of luck. Wyatt, how about you? What long-term goals do you have right now laid out for yourself? For this year.
For the season. Going off of what Connor was saying, we do want a 6-7 win season, and hopefully we can win the conference. That's been a really big goal for us, and just make a deep playoff run. For the past 3 years, we've been first-round exit, and we really want to get past that. That's been one of our really main goals.
What's it going to take to get there? What's it going to take to get those 6-7 wins?
It's going
to
keep taking these morning practices and long hours in the gym and just on the weekends, everyone hitting the field, doing that extra work that nobody else is putting in.
All right. You mentioned something that we haven't mentioned here, and I know that there have been a lot more early morning practices. How does that go with your schedule, an early morning practice? What time does your alarm go off in the morning?
My alarm goes off at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. is all?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You guys have it easy.
4:30, Dave.
4:30? All right.
Just depends where you live.
Okay, yeah. Mine goes up about 4:30 on certain days, no doubt about that. All right. Tim, how about you? What do you think about this season here? What do you like to see for this season, both personally and for the team? What do you want to have happen?
Altogether, I think the sky's the limit. We're so young. There's so many sophomores that are going to really push us harder and get us to the next level that we need to be competitively and athletically. And I think if they start competing like the varsity athletes we know they are, I think 6-7 wins is easy. Not easy. Is possible. And eventually that big playoff run that we're talking about is doable.
Well, let's see. If we have 8-10 games and you want to do 15 touchdowns a game, that's high math. But is that accurate, 15 touchdowns a game for you? Do you have a personal goal? I'm teasing you, but do you have a personal goal for that?
Last year, I led our team in receiving, and I had, I think it's 16.3 yards per reception. Ideally, I want to get that up to 18 yards a catch and average a touchdown a game.
Ah, all right. Admirable goals. All right. Good luck with that. If you talk to the quarterback, say, throw it here. Yeah.
I'm still always open. I know. I hope you're listening.
All right. Ashton, how about you? What do you foresee for this team here? Do you have a personal goal this year for the Grants Pass Cavemen?
Personally, my goal is for us to get a deep playoff run. We just have so much depth and so much talent on this team. I feel like we can really push ourselves to get there.
All right. How about a personal goal?
Personal goal would be all conference, definitely. That's one of the main things I've always wanted.
All right, what will it take to get there?
A lot of hard work and dedication.
All right, well, in the spot that you're in, we know that hard work is no stranger to you.
Yeah.
Where'd that dedication come from?
Sports Network from Learfield.
I don't know. I've always had a drive for football, and it's just something I've always been dedicated to since I was young. So.
All right. the Ducks just stepped over us just a little bit there, but we're under control. The network, well, I want to get into that to you, but Duck Football, their weekly show is coming up immediately following this one at 7:30 tonight. So if you hear some strange things about that, we're not like you guys. We have trained on the job. All right, Ashton, any long-term goals for you? You said all-conference player this year. Anything else?
Not really. That's just the main thing I want to get as a personal goal.
All right, in order to do that takes hard work. Yeah. Gentlemen, I want to thank you all very much. Let's see, is there one last question? Is there something that you want to tell somebody that I haven't asked? Connor, tell me about Connor, or tell me about this team. Tell me something I haven't asked tonight.
Honestly, it's the end of it. We just want to ring that bell on Friday. And that's basically the last thing I want to say is we're going to ring that bell.
Okay. All right. Wyatt, you want to ring the bell? Put that in quotes. Is that one of the team's things right now? Is it ring that bell?
Yes, that is one of our main goals right now is ring that bell. It's always been our break, and I don't know. It's just one of our main goals is to ring that bell.
Do you have a bell?
Right. No.
North Medford does.
Oh, okay. All right. Tim, you want to ring the bell?
We're 22-point underdogs going into this week, and I don't think...
Who made you 22-point underdogs?
Oregon Live?
Yeah.
I believe Oregon Live.
Oregon Live? Okay, 22-point underdogs. All right, how's that make you feel?
Well, it's been a good motivator this week, certainly, besides the rivalry and all the history behind it all. 22-point underdogs was kind of a shock because we're a very different team from last year.
I'm going to check Oregon live. Ashton, how does that make you feel, 22-point underdogs? Make you angry?
Yeah, it definitely does. I definitely want to change that this year.
All right, we use that as a motivating factor when you're opening those holes on the whole line, huh?
Sure.
Okay. Why, 22-point underdogs. How do they figure that? Anybody know? Everybody's scratching their heads. Now, is that good that you're 22-point underdogs? Does that mean somebody's looking past you?
100%, yeah. I think that they're definitely not prepared for this Friday.
They're not prepared. Are you prepared for North Medford? Do you have a goal against North Medford? Has somebody outlined what they want you to do?
I mean, the big thing has just been dominating up front. We believe that's how the game's kind of won, is up front, the offensive line, defensive line. So that's just been a huge aspect this week of really just hammering down. I just learn how to be aggressive and just control that area.
All right. Well, from what I hear, you've got the size and the experience to do that. All right. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much. I want to wish you all the best of luck. Tip my hats to you. Know that our radio station and personally our broadcasting will be there every step of the way, rooting you on. And if you need anything, by all means, don't hesitate to notify us at KAJO Radio. I'm going to take a little break now, bring the coach back in. But once again, good luck. Share that with your teammates. And go blue. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Thank you for trusting Abby's Legendary Pizza for 60 years. Your hard-earned money supports hundreds of youth working at our parlors, dozens and dozens of nonprofits and school teams throughout the area. At Abby's, doing good in the neighborhood has never tasted so delicious. Can you smell it? It's not arugula and pear. It's bacon, bacon, and cheddar. Yep. Everybody's favorite pizza is back on sale this month at Abby's, loaded with two kinds of bacon and real cheddar cheese. Enjoy Abby's September special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Caveman Corner here. We're down to the final few minutes here. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes before the Ducks come in and take over. Brad Page, head coach, has rejoined us. You have a select number of fellas there. That's a pretty neat group you've got there, Coach.
Definitely. They thought they were a pretty united front there. It was cool to see. And so we got some good leadership on our team right now.
Well, these are all team leaders, but they're all intelligent. They're all dedicated. How far down the team does that go? Is that indicative of what we're seeing top to bottom?
I would say the vast majority of our team is pretty well united in that same fashion. Those guys are some exceptional exceptional young men right now, but there's some other guys that are well on their way to being like that too.
All right. Now, has that been your goal to get this situation the way it is right now since you started here? Is that all your coaching philosophies?
Definitely. I think, you know, it just betters the whole program if we can be united with these kids and you know, be on the same page and help teach them how to lead. And a lot of them, you know, some of them just do it themselves because of their own personal desires, their work ethic, and an example. And some are just natural leaders. But, yeah, that's a huge point of emphasis for us.
Well, you mentioned earlier in our conversation that you actually listen to them and see what they like and see what really fits with them. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the coaching scheme that you have coming into? Is that for your personal philosophy here, or have you adapted the more you've been here?
You know, it's there's a fine line with that because I think that, you know, you still have to be the leader. You still have to be the guy who makes the decisions. We're not, you know, letting the players call the plays or things like that. But when the time and place is appropriate, we definitely want to open the floor up and hear them talk. And then I think these guys have bought in pretty well that they know that us as coaches are going to put in the work, and when we come to them with a game plan, they're ready to go because it's going to benefit them. And so, yeah, I think it just is when it's appropriate, we definitely want to do that, and then we buy into what's best for the program all around.
All right, so it's leadership by example and leadership by just leadership by leading. There are two prongs there from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, and I think that this senior class is pretty vocal, too. You know, they hold each other accountable. I've also been impressed with some of the underclassmen stepping up and holding guys to high standards. And so it's not about, you know, bickering or getting at each other, but it's holding everyone to a high standard and being encouraging and making sure that we're united.
All right. Any predictions here? You want to give me a... I know coaches who throughout their whole staff, everybody will put a prediction on wins and losses in an envelope and pass that along to the end of the season. You guys do anything like that?
No, not like that. I think that, you know, we're pretty realistic, but we have high goals and high expectations this year. And so, you know, we want to go and win this conference, and that just takes it, you know, 1 week at a time. And I know that sounds like coach talk, but we got to just handle what's in front of us. And if we take it 1 week at a time, we can come out, you know, 7, 8, 9 wins. You know, we can win as many as 9 games. And so we're shooting for that. And I think that, you know, we can have a high winning percentage this year.
That being said, Black Tornado football, their field, Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Is there just one thing that you need to have happen with your team that will make you think you've got to win if that happens?
The message this past 2 weeks has been stay the course, be steady. Don't get rattled. We're going to play a team that thrives on big plays, and they're going to have big highs, they're going to have low lows. We can't buy into any of that. We just need to stay the course, stay neutral, play to play. If we have a bad play, we're going to go back and fix it, and on to the next play. If we have a big play, we're not going to get comfortable. We're going to stay aggressive and keep the foot on the gas pedal. And so if we can stay the course, stay neutral, and play all four quarters, that's going to be the difference.
Who came up with Ring the Bell?
Yeah. Well, there may or may not be a video out there that was posted last year that was not in our favor from another program that showed them, you know, ringing a bell and saying some choice words about our program. And I think that's just been some natural motivation, and that video has made its way around. And so I think the kids have been motivated by that.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck. A big game. It's not only a conference game. It's the traditional rival here. My wife graduated, I won't tell you what year, from Caveman, from Grass Pass High. And it was the Black Tornado that was always the rivalry, and it was very intense, and I suspect that intensity is returning.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This whole community, they want us to take care of business this Friday, and we're in a great position.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. And you can hear it right here, 1270 Radio, KAJO Radio. Kickoff at 7 o'clock this Friday night, live from Spiegelberg Stadium. We'll be on the air with a pregame about 6:30 on Friday night. Don't forget Duck football coming up on Saturday afternoon. That'll be on the air about 5 o'clock with a pregame for a 7 o'clock kickoff as the Ducks host Boise State. Coach Page, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your efforts. And Coach, we'll see you in the morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Go Caveman.
Head Coach Brad Page here. Go Blue, everybody. You've been listening to Caveman Corner right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.